J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I've used every swear man across the desert, fair man, in the mountain air man, cussing like I got no cares, man. I've used every swear. I've used cocksucker, motherfucker, asshole, shit sucker, dick wad, fuck wad, shit dick, ass break, blowjob, cock drop, bitch ass, nut job, pen dick, big prick, suck dick, ass shit, ass back, bag hat, cum lick, dirt bag, dog, fuck, non crotch, stink, puss job. I've used every swear man, cross the desert, fair man, in the mountain, air man, cussing like I got no cares, man. I've used every swear. I've used ass, wife, ass, clown, bumble, fuck, chick, clown, chicken, chuffer, clisser, fuck, cum, bubble, cum, fuck, dick, face, dipshit, douchebag, fuck, wet, ass, rag, dick, smack, cock, butt, clit, hat, hoochie, mama, finger, head, fuck, tar, dick, head, punk, ass, jack, shit, butt, ranger, dick, lick. I've used every swear, man, cross the desert, fair man, in the mountain, air man, cussing like I got no cares, man. I've used every swear. I've used ass blast, ass friend, ass breath, ass white, bean flick, butt munch, candy ass, butt white, chicken chick, cock, holster, cunt, sucker, dick, brain, dick, wad, dick, head, dick, munch, dick, pain, dumb, fuck, fart, knuckle, fuck a bitch, fuck head, fuck base, fudge, fucker, jizz, mop a whole back. I've used every swear, man, cross the desert, fair man, in the mountain, air man, cussing like I got no cares, man. I've used every swear. I've used cocksucker, motherfucker, asshole, shit sucker, dick wad, fuck wad, shit dick, ass prick, blowjob, cock drop, bitch ass, nut job, pen dick, big prick, suck dick, ass shit, ass back, fag head, cum lick, dirt back, dog, fuck, non crotch, stink, puss job. I've used every swear, man, cross the desert, fair man, in my underwear, man, cussing like I got no cares, man. I've used every swear. Oh, I've used every swear.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
Did that. I've heard it all before. It's like deja vu all over again.
Thursday, January 6th, 2022. 306 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. One of the more difficult things to do when you're podcasting is trying to figure out when people are listening to it. Because, you know, being in radio, you're all about immediacy. So when you have a morning like this, where there is a weather situation, and that's all I'll call it right now, is a weather situation. You're like, if somebody's listening to this at 10 o'clock in the morning or at 7 o'clock at night, you've wasted your time talking about a weather situation that's happening, quote unquote, now. That having been said, you know, people get so pissy about weather forecasts if what they predict doesn't happen to the letter, you know, and there have been lots of documented cases where the forecast has been blown. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Of course it does. But the truth of the matter is, the meteorologists get this stuff right much more than they get it wrong. And today's a perfect example. This thing is playing out almost precisely as they predicted yesterday. The snow is pretty much from 40 south, and the further south you get, so you start getting into like Jefferson County and Perry County and places like that, and then over into Illinois. And heaven forbid you should be traveling in the direction of Columbia, Missouri today, because that's bad too. Because this goes all the way back over to Kansas City. So if you're looking, go, oh, it's not that bad. There's still plenty of snow that's going to be coming. Now, I'm watching Fox 2 right now. What are they saying?
You can again see from our live camera on top of our unit here that there is definitely some coverage on 44 as you get into the metro. We're seeing these brake lights ahead of us. Again, as people start to get on these slick spots, it kind of comes on you a little quick. So
yeah, here's the thing. The ground is not only cold, the ground has been cold for a long time. So anything that comes down pretty much freezes on contact, and then sometimes it refreezes. And you've been through this before, so I guess I'll stop talking about it. But here, like I said, here's the thing. This thing is playing out almost to the letter the way they predicted it the other day. So give credit where credit is due. All right, all of the network TV stations, all the cable news channels, everybody focused here on the January 6th insurrection 1 year anniversary. That's pretty much all people are talking about on the news here today. Everybody's got reporters standing out in front of the Capitol building where all this happened, where absolutely nothing is going on today, especially this early in the morning. The numbers continue to be astonishing. And, you know, I just sometimes lean back in the chair and scratch my head and go, am I living in some sort of alternate universe? But the overwhelming majority of Republicans who have been contacted in these surveys say, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't violent. And when there is some sort of disconnect between what your eyes see and what your brain registers, well, then I pretty much have nowhere to go with this. I don't understand what people think they saw. It wasn't violent. Now, I get teased every once in a while by starting and ending the podcast every day with that countdown. Today, 306 days until the midterms. And go ahead and tease me, but let's just remember this, because I brought it up a couple of times. Eric Holder, the former Attorney General of the United States of America, was on with Bill Maher an entire year before the presidential election. And he told Eric Holder, you know, if Trump loses, he's not leaving. And Eric Holder laughed at him. And Bill Maher did not like being laughed at. And guess who was right? And do I hope I'm wrong? Of course I do. I don't think I am. Let's shift gears and tell two stories here today. The first one is, this is the anniversary, because it was 1986. So it was 36 years ago today, and I was a relatively new reporter at Channel 5. And, you know, I tried to do legitimate entertainment stories, and I got to do them sometimes, but there wasn't always something really, really big to do. So you had to sort of look around a little bit, especially in January in St. Louis, when it's cold and it's snowy and there's not a lot going on. Well, there was at the Executive Inn up on Lindbergh, and it was a sort of a ripoff of the Chippendales, not sort of a ripoff, it was a direct ripoff, called Hot Stuff, H-A-U-T-E, Stuff, Hot Stuff. And I went to my assignment editor and I said, here's the deal. It's going to be all women. They don't let men into this thing. Women pay their money and the guys dance around in G-strings up on the stage and they run through the crowd and get these women all fired up. And I'll shoot it tastefully, I guess the word is, because it's going to go on television, on local TV, so you can't really show a lot. People would get mad and you'd end up losing your job. So it's like, I think we can shoot this in such a way that is, we're showing what's going on. And if it ends up being sort of titillating, so be it. But we're showing what's actually happening. And, you know, that's what the news is. Even the entertainment stuff still is reporting on what is going on, what is happening right in front of you in your city. So she's like, okay, go ahead, go do that. So I got a camera woman by the name of Lori Light, and Lori and I went up to the executive in there, and we walk into the place, and of course it's 100% solid women, and we go right into the banquet hall where this whole thing is happening, and I say to Lori, all right, here's the deal. Go around and get lots of footage of everything that you see. The women jumping up and down, throwing stuff on the stage, a little bit of the guys dancing, all that sort of stuff. Just go shoot for about 15 or 20 minutes and then meet me back right over here in about 20 minutes and we'll decide, you know, what stories are here and what we're going to do and how we're going to proceed with this. She goes, okay, fine. So now she takes off and I am the only man in this banquet hall. There was probably about somewhere between 600 and 800 women in this place. And the guys are up there dancing around. And all of a sudden, as I'm just sort of watching this thing occur in front of me, I am experiencing what is basically an assault from behind. And a guy puts me in some sort of chokehold and starts dragging me out of the place and gets me out in the lobby, kicks open the door, and then throws me out in the street. And I turn around, and it's some security guard that they had apparently hired. And because it was all women, this guy, you know, there was no way to tell that I was a reporter, and he obviously didn't recognize me. And he throws me out of the place. And I turn around, he's standing there like, go ahead, try it again, asshole. And I go up to the guy, I'm like, I'm a reporter with Channel 5. My camera crew is inside. He didn't believe me. And I guess some of the women who were watching all of this occur, they saw Lori with her camera up on her shoulder and said, I think that the guy you're working with just got thrown out of the place. And so she had to approach him and say, no, this is all totally legit. And the guy was all pissed off about it. You know, it's your mistake, dude. All you had to do is ask. And, you know, what sort of protocol is in place where he's told by his superiors, okay, this is all women, so if any guys try to get in here, you got to tell them to leave. But in his world, that meant put the guy in like a chokehold and throw him out in the street. All of that happening exactly 36 years ago today. But I've recovered from the trauma, right? The other story has to do with flying. My father-in-law flew out yesterday. Oh, he's happy. It's going to be 80 degrees in Central Florida on Sunday, and he's going back to, 17 degrees this morning in St. Louis. So he heads back. Of course, the other day I told you the story about what happened to us when we were traveling. I won't belabor you with the story again, but it was just adventures in flying. Air travel used to be so much fun. You know, I'm old enough to remember when people actually dressed up to fly. Guys would put on like a suit and tie, looking like Ward Cleaver, and women would be like in heels and stuff, getting on a plane. It was considered like an exotic adventure to go fly. And everybody was so polite. You know, you didn't have any of that shit that's happening now. So in this particular case, we're going back to the late 80s. I believe the year was 1989. And the company we worked for at that time had a big production facility at a television station in Atlanta. And they said, we are going to be doing some TV commercials for you guys. And so we don't get charged for the production time if we shoot it at the place that we own down in Atlanta. So you and Mark Close are going to fly down there. You're going to shoot these TV commercials and then fly back. And we're like, cool. So we threw together some ideas for scripts and things, and then we hired a couple of actresses who were involved in some stuff. We got a couple of props. I said to them, can you get me a car radio? Just the radio, like as if somebody had stolen the car radio. And if you'll recall, that was happening a lot back then. People were having their car radios stolen. And so you'd go to big cities like New York and Chicago, and there would be signs on parked cars saying no radio, meaning don't bust into my car because there's nothing here for you. So people were actually getting radios that you would take with you when you parked your car, a detachable car radio. That's how bad it got. And so I said, get me one of those radios, because what I'm going to do is make it look like I've pulled a car radio out. And so when you saw the commercial, there's me, and I go, ugh! And then I'm holding a car radio with wires hanging out the back of it. And I think at that point I said, what do I have to do? Change it for you? Like change the station for you? It was a pretty good spot. And we shot about, maybe 6 or 8 different commercials that day. And it took all day, by the way. Shooting television is not like any other form of media. Everything is so slow. The only thing slower than that is watching somebody make a movie where you can have an hour and a half in between scenes, or even longer than that, depending on the situations, if there's a lot of special effects and stuff. So anyhow, so Close and I go down there. We're shooting all day. There's one last flight out of Atlanta at like 8 o'clock. They have us booked on that. Great. We finish the commercials. We cab over to the airport. We have all of our stuff. We got some bags full of stuff. You know, just, you know, I think we each had a shoulder bag or something like that, because we weren't staying over. We were just there. We shot for the day, and then we flew back the same night. So we get onto the plane. We're in first class, by the way. We throw our stuff down. We get all situated. And the captain comes on and says, we're going to have a delay. There's something wrong with the plane, and so we're going to ask everybody to get off the plane and come on back in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, we'll be ready to go again, so don't go too far away. Like, okay, so we check the watch. It's like 9 o'clock, and Close and I say, well, let's go grab something to eat. So we go traipsing down the hallway, down the terminal, and we get, you know, a couple of drinks and, you know, something to eat to take back with us on the plane. And we're just shooting the bull and go, all right, it's been about 15 minutes. Let's go back just to be on the safe side. So it took us about 5 more minutes to get from where we were. So we were gone 20 minutes. And we come up to the gate. The plane is gone. Our stuff is on the plane. All of our identification, everything that you would need is on that plane, and it is gone. And the two gate attendants look at us. And we have this look of horror on our faces, and then they have a look of horror on their faces because we didn't even have to tell them what happened. And they said, you said a half an hour. We were only gone 20 minutes. And they're like, yeah, well, they fixed it faster, and the plane's gone. And we're like, what? Well, to make a long story short, if that's even possible at this point, they made the plane come back. Now, the plane had not taken off. It was out, I guess it was taxiing towards the runway, but they made the plane turn around and come back and get us. Got to put the jetway up to the side of the plane. We come walking in, and you should have seen the dirty looks, not only from the crew, but also from all the other people on the plane. It's like, it's not our fault. They said a half an hour. We were gone 20 minutes. We gave ourselves a 10-minute cushion, and it still wasn't good enough. That airline, by the way, went out of business about 4 or 5 years later. So I guess we got the last laugh. Oh, adventures in broadcasting. All right, here's the thing I want to play for you. You may have seen it on some of the tabloid shows. Inside Edition actually ran it yesterday. That's where I saw it. There's a woman on TikTok who has a 2-year-old son, and the son apparently threw a real fit while they were trying to have dinner together at an Olive Garden. Well, it turns out that this woman who has the 2-year-old son is also a former television reporter. So she posts this video on TikTok, and even though you're only going to hear the audio, obviously, I still think you'll get the idea.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom where he's currently being detained until nap time is over. Now, this story does involve a minor, so I can't release specifics, but what I can confirm is my son is a 2-year-old terrorist who held me hostage at the Olive Garden earlier today. It's important to note the friends I met there do not have children and likely never will after witnessing this situation firsthand. This is an active investigation, but authorities believe the proper precautions were taken. I brought my son's favorite snacks and even risked judgment from other moms by bringing an iPad. But not even Cocomelon could have stopped this meltdown. After several cries demanding, quote, ketchup, ketchup! A good Samaritan waitress miraculously understood it as the English word ketchup and brought him a bottle. Unfortunately, her good deed was later punished after he threw a ketchup-covered fork at her. Not all heroes wear capes, but this one should have worn an apron. You know, these toddler outbursts are becoming increasingly common as more and more parents try out the new craze, gentle parenting, and completely suck at it. I'll keep trying. Back to you.
And the only thing funnier than that is that while she's dressed, she looks exactly like a television reporter because she was, and she's in a dress and the whole thing. The funniest part about it, though, that you miss by only hearing the audio, the microphone she's talking into is like one of those toy microphones that you give a kid who's 2 years old. That's very, very funny. Kayla Sullivan is her name. Kayla Sullivan. Pretty damn funny stuff. All right. Because about 40% of the population will not get an available vaccine or wear a mask, we are still canceling things left and right. The latest victim, the Grammys, have been postponed due to the Omicron variant. They were originally supposed to go down on January 31st. No word on whether or not they're even going to try to do it. Last year, they had to push the show back to March. Maybe they'll try something like that. I don't know. Britney Spears would like you to know that she just had her first glass of red wine in 13 years. The story that will not go away. Antonio Brown says now that he didn't quit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. Coach Bruce Arians fired him on the spot for refusing to play with an injured ankle, and the Bucs are just trying to cover it up. Whatever. And the NFL's first, well, it's their very first Week 18 kicking off on Saturday. Oh, yeah, it's going to be one of these weekends where you're going to have to avoid divorce as best you can because there's games on Saturday and then games on Sunday. And because of that extra game, there's a lot of single-season records that probably are going to be broken. Most receiving yards, Calvin Johnson holds that record with 1964, but this guy Cooper Kupp with the Rams enters the weekend with 1829, so he only needs 136 yards to take over. The most receptions, most sacks, most completions, most passing yards, the most attempts, most interceptions, all of those NFL records will probably be broken this weekend. All right, late night tonight, Kenan Thompson with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel is still in repeats. Congressman Adam Kinzinger. I've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a cool guy. He's on with Colbert. Jared Leto on with James Corden. Seth Meyers is off because he has got the COVID. This next story would be an example of irony. We know that Kanye West is now dating this chick named Julia Fox. Julia Fox, as I recall, was in some sort of sex business. Was she a? She might have been a nude model or something. I'm not really sure. I got to look this up. A very good looking gal, but they're dating now. It turns out she actually did a Barbie and Ken type photo shoot in 2019 with none other than Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson is with Kanye's. They're still married, I think, technically. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are still married. A sports writer said he won't vote for Aaron Rodgers for NFL MVP because he is, quote, the biggest jerk in the league, end quote. In response, Aaron called the guy, can I say this? A bum. And another non-vaxxer, Novak Djokovic, doesn't get to defend his title at the Australian Open because he's not vaccinated. They won't let him into the country. NBC announced the Winter Olympics are going to be live streamed on Peacock's premium tier, and Yellowstone is shaping up now to be the most popular cable show since The Walking Dead. A Chris Noth cameo in the finale of And Just Like That has been scrapped because of his situation. Chip and Joanna Gaines have released their never-before-seen 2012 Fixer Upper audition video. You know, there's so many stories, you've probably seen them too, of these people who let, you know, these crews with these TV shows come in, all these DIY type shows, fixer upper type things. And it looks so cool. You know, you watch them tearing stuff apart, and then the before and the after, and then the reveal when they bring the couple in and they get to see the results of the fixer upper effort. And they're just like, oh my God. Yeah. Well, as you might suspect, there's television. And then there's reality. There's no such thing as reality TV. That's just something that somebody made up because there's no reality in reality TV. And now it turns out that a lot of these jobs they do on these houses look great on camera, but people start having problems with the houses and the plumbing and the electricity and stuff like that. And when they actually bring in certified local tradesmen, these men and women look around and go, what a shoddy job they did. This is crap. We got to tear all of this out and start over. And I don't think anybody is surprised by that story. Valerie Bertinelli revealed Eddie Van Halen's last words to her and Wolfgang. The words were, I love you. There's a couple of websites I've seen that's dedicated to the final words of people. You know, right before they die, what do they say? Nothing morbid about that. Birthdays today, Kate McKinnon, the incredibly talented gal from Saturday Night Live, is 38. Eric Trump, 38. Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, and The Danish Girl, Fantastic Beasts, he's 40. Julie Chen, Big Brother host, and married to that pervert, Les Moonves at CBS, she's 50. 52? I thought she was like 72. She's had so much plastic surgery. Gabrielle Reese, 6'3", dress size 8, size 11 shoes. 52 today. Howie Long, Oakland Raiders legend and Fox football commentator, 62. Nice guy, by the way. Nancy Lopez, Latina, pro golfer, 65. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean. I can take that guy in small doses. Sometimes you watch and it really is funny, but after about 10, 15 minutes, you're like, All right, already. He's 67 today. Trudy Styler, otherwise known as Mrs. Sting, 68. Former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, full of crap at 85. This is something I was just discussing the other day. So it was 3 years ago today, in 2019, the Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and they gave the Best Actor Award to Rami Malek. Now, think about that. Rami did a great job. Loved the movie, okay? Rami Malek lip-synced. He lip-synced all of the Freddie Mercury stuff. A couple of years later, they make the movie Rocket Man, and that actor does all of the singing and all of the dancing, and he gets nothing. Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. Ask Al Gore. 21 years ago today, 2001, George W. Bush, certified by Congress as the winner of the 2000 election. That was a couple of weeks after that whole hanging Chad controversy with the Florida ballots. This is the anniversary of Tonya Harding having Nancy Kerrigan whacked on the knee with an iron bar. Ted Turner bought the Atlanta Braves on this date, 1975, for $11 million. First episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC on this date 47 years ago today in 1975. Do you remember who the original host was? Mr. Two and Two himself, Chuck Woolery. He did it until 1981. And the Rolling Stones headed out on their first tour as headliners 58 years ago, 1964. The first show was in London. They played with the Ronettes and somebody named Mary Wilde. Today is National Take Your Christmas Tree Down Day. Turns out real trees only last about 4 to 5 weeks at best, so if you bought yours in early December, it's basically a fire hazard now. National Fire Protection Association just put out a statement telling people it's time to take it down. They say almost a third of Christmas tree fires happen in January. If you got a fake tree, go ahead and leave it up if you want. You'll just look like a weirdo. A recent poll said the first week of January is the most popular time to take your tree down. 13% will do it later this month. 2% will leave their tree up until February. And the pandemic is messing with the dating scene. Dates per month are down 29% from what they were pre-pandemic. And 55% of people say their dating lives are still worse now than they were pre-COVID. Overall, the average number of dates per month per person fell from 4.3 to 3.2 last month. That's 29% fewer dates. 4 dates a month, though, was the average pre-pandemic. That's a lot. You're going out with a different person every week? Well, maybe that's not really what it says. I guess you could be dating the same person that often. I'm going to give that story an incomplete. A cat was reunited with its family in Colorado after they accidentally donated it to a thrift store. That's right. They accidentally donated a cat to a thrift store. What happened was they were unloading an old recliner. The cat was hiding inside of it. And Pope Francis isn't a dog or a cat person. He recently suggested that couples who choose to have pets over kids are, in his words, selfish. I just love it when 90-year-old men who've never been married give advice to people who are. Kentucky Fried Chicken introducing a new plant-based chicken nugget. It'll contain about the same amount of chicken as KFC's regular chicken nuggets have. What would sports in this country and in this world be without television? And here is a perfect example. In the past, soccer balls were brown and then bleached white. The black pentagons were introduced for TV at the 1970 World Cup so viewers could watch the position and the rotation of the ball, particularly on black and white TVs. Bill Cosby says former cellmates still reach out to him, yeah, especially for bedtime stories since he's so good at putting people to sleep. A woman in Indiana attacked a Long John Silver's employee over the weekend because she wanted a single hush puppy and they only sell them in pairs. Who do they think they are? And I know some people are upset because, as we reported earlier on in the podcast, the Grammy Awards might not happen if they do. You're not even sure if they're going to have them this year. The Golden Globes were canceled and, you know, who knows? I don't understand why anybody would be upset. I can tell you right now, the entire Grammy Awards, if they ever get around to them, is just going to be one after another. Adele. They should just give her a recliner up on the stage and just let her sit there and collect the awards so she doesn't have to keep going back to her table. And if you were watching over the weekend that Jets-Buccaneers game, it featured a 22-year age gap between Zach Wilson and Tom Brady. And if you were really paying attention, you also noticed a 100-point IQ gap between Rob Gronkowski and the Gatorade cooler. And with that, we say another J.C. Corcoran podcast is in the can. Thursday, January 6th, 2022, 306 days remaining in our American democratic system as we know it. As we're looking at this thing right now, the snow is starting to cover the ground, cover some of the highways. Ground is very, very cold, slick. So if you're listening to this in as close to what we have as real time, meaning the next few hours here this morning, watch out because what is she saying right now? Good timing. They're going to a commercial. All right. Anyhow, it's just looking like it's starting to be an issue. Let's be careful out there. We are in the top 10% of all podcasts in the country. How about that? Make sure you let all your friends, neighbors, family members, let them all know we're here every morning at jconline.com. Email me at jc@jconline.com. Facebook, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. We are on the old internets every morning right about 7 o'clock, and we archive everything so you can binge if you prefer. Have a great day. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.